You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
It's the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason, live from the Mulberry Food Court.
I said lunch, not lunch!
Lunchtime Show. Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, and it's the Lunchtime Show. Yes, it is.
It's Wednesday, October 3rd, 2007.
Yes, it is, Bill. And I have to apologize to anyone who likes to listen to the show live yesterday when there was no live show. It's all my fault. I apologize. But we're back today, and that's all that matters, right, Bill? No need to go into details.
No. One wants to hear the details.
Yeah, just a little under the weather is all, and trust me, you'd rather not have listened to me. Good times. But it's great to hear from you, Bill. Didn't get to talk to you yesterday.
Yeah, and you.
We didn't get to have lunch together. Damn it.
No, I felt empty.
Damn it, you hell, but I'm back. We're back here in the Mulberry Food Court. Yes, it's nice to hear from everybody. A lot of stuff to talk about today. The first of all, Bill, I don't know if this is interesting to anyone else but you and me, but hey, what are we going to do, right?
Yeah, it's our show.
I switched the DirecTV TiVo box out and hooked up the new DirecTV HR20-700 DVR.
Oh, is there any other numbers on that?
That's it. And the reason I did this is because DirecTV launched all those new HD channels, and I wanted to check them out. And I figured, hey, they said there would be like 70 by the end of October. So, hell, man, I got to hook that up, right? And get used to it.
But, you know, as the nerds on avsforum.com say, those aren't HD, they're HD Lite.
Right, HD Lite is what they love to say. Well, granted, some look better than others. Some are... what's funny is something like the Weather Channel in HD. Mm-hmm. I looked at it for not even 5 minutes. I'm going to say 30 seconds. Was like, oh, that's cool, and then turned it. And I've never turned it back since.
Totally worth the bandwidth. They couldn't, you know, put that towards something more important at all, no.
Well, I guess I could see how that would be neat if you like to watch the Weather Channel. Another one, CNN HD. I turned it there. And, yeah, that looks nice. But I don't watch CNN.
Do they is like the newscast in HD?
Yeah, the newsroom is gorgeous. Oh. They have them sitting at the little, you know, desk thing they sit at. And
I can't really think of anyone on CNN that I would want to see in HD.
The problem is, on those shows, is the studio is HD, but then when they cut to a news story, it's all standard def, so it doesn't really matter anyway. You know what I'm saying? Animal Planet HD can be pretty cool. What else can be really cool? The Smithsonian Channel can be pretty cool. You know, actually, the ones that I'm most excited about are the Movie Channel HD and Extra Showtime HD.
Yeah.
And
I like the Starz HD channels because that shows all, you know, Disney stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't have the Starz package, but I can see how that could be pretty cool because they show a lot of brand new stuff on there. Now, today, DirecTV launched some new channels like the USA Network, HD.
Oh, boy.
Sci-Fi.
Law and Order in high definition.
Yeah. Sci-Fi, Bravo. It's all NBC, Universal stuff, isn't it?
I can watch the last season of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in HD now.
Yeah. Yay. Do they show that in HD? Well, that's what's funny is I was like, cool, I wonder what the first things they show in HD will be. I looked on USA, and of course it'll be all the Law and Orders are HD. They'll show Monk, Psych. Maybe, you know what'll be cool is when next year when the 4400 is back, that'll be HD. The Burn Notice, which is a fun show in HD, that'll be sweet. But we got to wait
if
a year.
It's back.
Yeah, no, it's been picked up for a second season.
Good.
That was one of the highest rated new cable network TV shows during the summer, so it's definitely going to be back.
That's good to know, because I watched it on your wife's recommendation. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, she loves that show. It's a lot of fun. It is. It's got good sense of humor. Bravo and Sci-Fi, though, I looked through the schedule, and I looked all the way up to October 15th, which is the furthest my guide could go. No HD offerings at all on those channels. So
maybe they haven't updated the schedule to show what's HD and what's not. You should check their website.
Yeah, it's possible. The only thing I thought is maybe they're like, okay, we're good to go on the HD feed, but we have no content yet.
Yeah, it's true.
It'd be cool if like the first thing they debuted is that Battlestar Galactica Razor movie.
Ooh, that would be nice.
I just hope... You know, one thing, we've made fun of Sci-Fi Standard Def Channel, how bad the quality is. I really hope that they kind of do better than that. The worst HD channel bill is TBS.
Oh, God. TBS and TNT equally are awful.
At least TNT will show some HD content. I haven't seen anything on TBS. People keep saying that it's going to be baseball.
Do they stretch their stuff, or do they just leave it pillar boxed?
I've seen everything stretched. Looks
great. Oh.
I turned it over there just a second ago to see what was on. Everybody loves Raymond Stretched. And that show even originally aired in HD.
Yeah, why can't they get a hold of the HD source?
I want to watch reruns of Yes, Dear in HD, damn it.
Yeah.
Why can't I get that?
You're a big fan of Mike O'Malley and his various hats to cover his bald head.
Oh, is that the brother Jimmy on there? Brother-in-law?
Yeah.
The guy's a genius. Now, switching to the new box, I gotta say, I don't have many complaints, Bill. It's actually, when I first got the box, I didn't activate it, like last January. I was like, I'm used to my TiVo, I'm not activating this.
When you got your HD TV, you got that box, right?
Yeah, it was part of the sales pitch. The guy was like, you can take this, they'll update your dish, they'll give you the 5 LNBs. And I was like, well, I want that, but I'm not activating this box. And the guy was like, they're not going to let you do that. And I was like, whatever, and just ignored him. I stuck under the bed, got my dish replaced with the new high-def stuff. And I knew whenever DirecTV started launching all the HD channels, eventually I could do that, right?
Yeah.
And basically, I'm going to tell you right now, this week, or it was Saturday, when I switched the box, everything from January, the idea in my head of what I was going to do came off perfectly. The whole plan. I waited until they launched a new channel, switched out the box, activated, everything worked.
You are an evil genius.
It was awesome. And then I tell him, I said, okay, I want you to turn off the TiVo in my bedroom, and I'm going to put the living room TiVo into my bedroom. And Letty said, okay.
The living room TiVo was the high def TiVo I sent you, right?
Right. And what do you think happened?
You do it?
Do you think she got it right on the first try?
No.
Guess which box they turned off instead?
The high def TiVo.
Right. And so I called, and she said, well, tell me is it the Philips TiVo, the standard definition? I said, yes, thank you. I knew she was paying attention because she asked me exactly the brand name, you know? Where the other lady was like, okay, done, click. It's all taken care of.
Luckily, when you're as old a customer as you are with DirecTV, they just put you right through and you don't have to wait. So it couldn't have, you know, it's not that bad to have to deal with their numbnuts.
Yeah, they were actually really, it was very quick on the phone and off. So it was cool. The only thing I'm not used to is the dual, not It has dual tuners on this DirecTV thing, but you can't switch between tuners like back and forth like you can. And I got to say, I was spoiled by that.
Yeah, that's annoying.
But one thing that's cool about this, I've been talking to you about this, Bill, and I read about it on dbstalk.com. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's a good site for satellite geeks.
You could hook up an external hard drive to this thing with as much of a biggest hard drive as you want, can't you?
Yeah, all you need to do is get a SESAT.
Or as I call it, an ESATA.
Yeah, it's a external SATA drive. Or you can get an external enclosure, or you can actually buy like a Seagate external drive. Or what's cool is you can go online and buy what they call a RAID array box, where you can put like four drives in it, and it automatically configures itself so that the box that you, when you hook it into the DirecTV converter, the DirecTV converter just sees the four drives combined as one.
Right.
So it's just, you know, you can have up to, God, if you got 4 1-terabyte drives, that would be...
I've seen one guy who's got like a 1.5-terabyte drive. And really, wow. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. That is ridiculous.
But I love it. One thing about that old TiVo that you sent me, it's got an additional hard drive in it. And I swear I've never deleted anything off of it. I haven't had to.
That was the whole point. When I put that additional drive in, it was so that I could store things on HD that I like.
What is it like?
What I would do is I would record movies off like their HD pay-per-view channel and just keep them until I wanted to watch them.
What is it, like a 500 gigabyte?
No, I put... it came with a 500 gigabyte, and I think I put another 500 in it. So it's technically a 1 terabyte TiVo.
That's insane, because I have the Star Wars movies recorded in HD on there, and that's one thing I was sad about, switching them out, because I could watch Star Wars whenever I wanted in HD. And I guess I just got to wait for HBO to show them again.
They're still on there, though, right?
Yeah, I'm not deleting those suckers off. But one thing that's cool is one thing DirecTV is rolling out. Like, if you have DirecTV, you have 7 HBOs. If you have the HBO package, it's not just HBO. It's 7 HBO channels.
HBO and Zone, HBO Comedy, HBO...
HBO West, and that's... HBO West is now HD. So eventually they're going to have all the HBOs, all the Showtimes HD is what I understand. And that's going to be sweet.
Sweet,
and it's all MPEG-4, and I've been comparing, Bill, like, if I watch, say, Californication on the MPEG-2 channel on DirecTV, then later on they air it on the MPEG-4 channel, and I watch it, I can tell little subtle differences. Maybe it's a little
crisper.
Bit crisper, yeah. And I have to, in order for me to tell, I got to turn all the lights off and sit in the dark to notice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, it's pretty cool. This HD stuff's pretty cool. I can't wait.
Well, you sound very excited.
I am. But I'm also really bummed out about other things, though.
Oh, really?
I read this Ian McShane interview where he said the Deadwood movies are likely not going to happen, it seems like, because they're...
Yeah, he's too busy doing movies like Hot Rod.
Yeah. Well, he said that I guess wherever they have the set of Deadwood is being taken down, so that's not a good sign.
Well, you know what? They could probably rebuild it somewhere on a Hollywood lot. I wouldn't, you know, freak out about that.
Yeah, I mean, you would think if they had the money to do it, they could rebuild it or put it back together. When they say dismantling, it doesn't... I don't know. Does that mean trashing it or just taking it apart and storing it somewhere?
I don't know. They're striking the set, you know, so... They could be taking it apart to store it, or they could be just burning the sucker down.
Right. And by the way, for all that news about HD, who do we seriously have to think about that?
Oh, the Swanee Philip Swan.
I mean, what would we do without this guy?
Swanee. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old.
Thank you, Swanee. The first place I look every day, TVpredictions.com.
God, that's a great song.
Might as well plug that guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, plug his site.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
mean kill him. Although we could
or
do that too.
The other kind of plug.
Huh?
What?
Other? I, what? What's the other kind?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh my God! Swanee! And he's dead. Poor Swanee. We hardly knew him. Now, what's going on with you today, Bill?
Not a whole lot.
Did you sleep just, a little late?
Know, yeah, a little late. Little late. I was up late last night finishing Halo 3. And, you know, it's like once you start, you can't stop. So I was so close to the end that I was like, you know what? You know, 1 a.m. be damned. I'm going to finish this game. So it was pretty badass.
Is it one of the most addictive games you've ever played?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's just the it's just so cool. You know, the way it's built, the way it's... the levels are... The second-to-last level is probably one of the hardest levels I've ever had to deal with in any game. Because there's these... this, like, entire character called the Flood. Where it's, like, these organisms that basically attach themselves to dead organisms and reanimate them. So they're like zombies. But they just keep coming. And it just was driving me mad. It was just, it was nonstop. So I got so obsessed with finishing that level that I just kept going.
Can I tell you something crazy?
What?
I've never played a single Halo game.
Blasphemy!
I know. I want to, but I've never known anybody who's had an Xbox to play it.
They are terrific games. A really, really great story. And just really good games. It's like playing a movie. They're terrific. I really like them. I really, you know, after playing this last Halo, the score is so tremendous in it. And it's like I was looking online for it, and I was so sad to find out that it's not coming out on disc until November 20th. And the movie that was supposed to come out is like in – it's delayed, and it just – I just, you know, it's like, I want this movie after this, after Halo 3.
Didn't they start the movie, then cancel it because it was just too expensive?
I don't know what's going on with it. I think maybe it's still in the pipe. I don't know.
Oh, man. I want to play! Oh, sorry. I lost it for a second. You know what, Bill? You sent me a link to this new MMORPG called Tabula Rasa.
Yeah.
It's about alien invasion and stuff, and I'm ready to play that. Let's stop doing the show and just play that all the time.
Okay. I got the beta invite on it, but I haven't done anything yet because I don't have my main system back up and running yet.
Yeah, what's going on with your computer? Is it still just like...
Just waiting for a motherboard replacement. The one they sent me was dead on arrival, so just waiting for the new one.
Well, Bill, I have some good news to cheer you up.
Oh, what's that?
Mick G's going to direct Terminator 4.
No! You're not serious.
That's the rumor going on right now.
What,
Mick G
to
direct...
You know what? After Terminator 3 and Jonathan Mosdow, I am just done.
You know
done.
What? You know, Terminator 4, 3 is a good movie if you close your eyes and listen to the great sound mix.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? That was one of those movies that would be more enjoyable if it was a different franchise. Like if they called it Cyborg Man, the movie or something, and it's not Terminator related.
Why not just Cyborg?
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's already taken.
Hey, you know what? Terminator 3 was so bad, it might as well have been Cyborg 3.
Seriously, I mean...
I like this world!
Cyborg! God, I love that. What? What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
My God.
It's the Cyborg music.
Oh. Seriously,
first, there was the collapse of civilization.
Oh, no.
Anarchy.
in sunglasses, dreadlock man.
He's a very well-spoken bad guy.
Didn't get any worse. We got the plague.
Oh no, plagues are bad.
Quickly closing his fist over the entire planet. And then we heard the rumor.
A fist plague.
You can tell he's an educated bad guy. He's very well-spoken.
And we'll end the plague.
Very eloquent.
The world. Restore it? Why?
Why?
I like the dead.
I like the dead.
I like the misery.
Oh, he does.
I like this world.
That's like the greatest intro narration I've ever heard.
It just kind of leaves you scratching your head like, what the f- did I just hear? What is that?
It's
what
like,
is he talking about?
Is that the bad guy? Well, he really likes this world, doesn't he?
Is that Jean-Claude?
Jean-Claude. But seriously, Terminator 3, if it would have been Cyborg 3, it would have been a much better movie, I think.
Yes. We could have had the, you know, the chick should have had dreadlocks and sunglasses. Like big Oakley sunglasses.
Have you ever heard that if you watch Cyborg, that they used all the sets and in equipment and stuff that was going to be the Spider-Man movie when Canon Films was going to do it? They were pre-production on it when they lost the rights to do it. All the money they spent onto it went to Cyborg. Have you ever heard that
Thank
rumor?
Thank God. No, but I'll have to go back and watch it again, because if that was the set for Spider-Man 3, whoa.
Because I
Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man in general. I think it was Spider-Man 3, actually.
But what's funny is if you look at Cyborg, you're like, what the hell from this movie could have been in Spider-Man?
Yeah. Wait, maybe the beach where the chunky girl strips and runs into the water.
So, all right, guys, we need a post-apocalyptic movie. Take all these Spider-Man sets and just, here's the sledgehammer, destroy them. It was funny because on Radio Dance Show, he had a guy who does a Canon Films website. It's basically like a fan site where it talks about the history of Canon Films. It's really entertaining. And that's
you cannot be of a fan of, what were those guys' names, Globus and Greinahal?
They were Golan and Globus, but actually he said that their names were actually Globus too, so it was actually Globus and Globus.
Globus Square.
The funny story he tells on there, I don't want to steal the story from Dan's show, but that when they had a falling out and they both wanted to make combating Lombada movies.
Oh, yeah. Lombada Set the Night on Fire and Lombada the Hidden Dance.
Yeah, the Forbidden Dance. And they weren't allowed.
I wish it was hidden.
They weren't allowed to use the name Lombada in the title, so it says, featuring the song Lombada. But they were like, my Lombada movie's better than yours! And they even released them on the same exact day to fight each other out.
Yeah, and I think the one that won only made like 200 grand that day.
I know. Dan, you need to send me the link to that so I can post it. People got to hear that. That's so entertaining.
It was Set the Night on Fire, Lombada or something, the big one that won.
Wow. But that's
dueling Lombada movies.
I know. They were responsible for Charles Bronson's career, man. I mean, his early career, his later career of making bad movies.
Yeah, and they were responsible for Invasion USA.
Oh, man, you gotta love it. Chuck Norris with twin Uzis under his arms.
Best poster art ever.
You know, my favorite part of that movie is when the terrorists, they drive up to a city block, and the guy has like an RPG or a bazooka or something, and he just starts shooting houses on a block. He's just blowing them up one by one, and it's like Christmas time. He's just blowing up houses on a suburban street. Those guys are evil terrorists.
You know what my favorite part of the movie is?
What?
Every part.
Because
it's badass, man.
And you know what? He blows up the bad guy at the end the same way that Fracker gets killed in Death Wish 3 with a bazooka.
No, it was a prelude. You know, the director of...
It was an homage to Death Wish 3.
Yeah. It was like, man, you know, I really love Invasion USA. Let's do it in Death Wish 3.
No, which came first?
Oh, Invasion USA, because that booted the entire Canon franchise, I think.
Oh, I got you.
And Death Wish 3 was like 86 or something.
I remember when Chuck Norris did the movie called Hitman, or The Hitman. It was just too easy. I remember my sister and I, we'd call it The Shit Man. Just too easy. The trailer looked so bad. He's like in this big, long overcoat, and he's The Hitman. It's just like, it's The Shit Man. But the worst...
The Soul Taker!
He did a movie called Top Dog. Chuck Norris and a police dog.
That was like, which came first? Canine or Top Dog?
Oh,
or
Top Dog. Turner and Hooch. Turner and Hooch and Canine, and then like 5 years later, Top Dog. That's how late it was.
That movie was so bad. There are scenes of it on YouTube that like give me nightmares.
Dude, if you want to see how bad it is trailer making 101, because there's a part where it's like a New York cop. He doesn't play by the rules. But this
a German shepherd that likes to sniff balls.
Yeah, and it goes, this time, has he met his match? And the police chief goes, meet your new partner. And he looks over, and the dog goes, oh! The dog does that yawn thing. And I shit you not, it cues, wow, I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na. I shit you not. It's the most, like, paint by numbers every trailer you've ever seen in your life. And of course they have to have the dog covering its eyes. It's like,
that's a must.
So bad. But just that part where he goes, meet your new partner. I feel good. It's so bad. Wow.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if they have that trailer on YouTube. Wow, man.
Who directed that?
Most likely it would be Aaron Norris, Chuck Norris's brother.
I thought it was John Jansen.
That guy was a genius director. Do you know how good Aaron Norris's whole career was based on directing shitty movies for his brother?
Hell yeah, he even directed that that CBS one where Chuck Norris like bitch slapped terrorists and Spencer for Hire was the president.
Wow, I've never seen that one.
Oh man, that's a great one. It was a CBS made for TV movie.
I gotta see if this is the trailer.
Chuck Norris is Lieutenant Jake Wilder. When it comes to fighting crime, he's not clowning around.
You're under arrest, bozo.
But now, he's about to face the toughest challenge of his life. His new partner.
Her? No. Him.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's Wipeout! It's even worse!
As law enforcement gets a whole new look.
This is your new home, so don't mess it up.
And it's not pretty. Two cops. One's tough.
What's the dog?
There's the dog covering his eyes.
One smart.
That dog's a hero, you know.
Yeah, so I've been told.
One has style. The other.
Good.
Has taste.
Huh? You've got an attitude problem.
Doesn't even make sense.
One. And I guess it means that Chuck Norris doesn't like to lick ass.
Man, that dog is some kind of hero, you know that?
Yeah, so I've been told more than once.
Oh, my God.
Coming soon to theaters everywhere, police work is going to the dogs. Top Dog.
No doubt about it. You boys are made for each other.
You don't even look like a police dog.
At a theater near you, everybody.
No, that makes me think of those scenes in Anchorman where Ron Burgundy talks to his dog.
Yeah.
It's like, what, you ate a whole wheel of cheese?
Oh, man, I can't believe I got the song wrong. I thought it was James Brown.
That makes it so much better that it was Wipeout.
Oh, I know. I love that he goes, meet your new partner, and you're... It's like,
what's funny about that is like the 80s and 90s were so ripe for like movies ripping off one another. Like after Schwarzenegger's Kindergarten Cop, there was Burt Reynolds' Cop and a Half.
Yeah,
with the little kid.
I remember back then when I was a very grumpy early 20s-year-old, and I would be at work. I might have even been 19 or something when Cop and a Half came out, but I would hear somebody at work go in the break room go, "Yeah, I saw a Cop and a Half with my husband," and I would go, "You saw that movie? Why the hell would you see that?" I would just get angry. Why the hell would you see that piece of shit?
Well, you know what's what's funny about it, though, is that I've told this story on Nowhere in Mulberry before about how my grandma, I was like 13, 12 or 13 when that came out, and my grandma told me that she wanted to see a movie called Indecent Proposal because she heard about it on the radio and people said it was really good. And she asked me if I wanted to go. So I was like, crap, yeah, I knew what it was. I wanted to go. So we go see Indecent Proposal, and the first sex scene comes up with Woody Harrelson screwing Demi Moore in the kitchen, and his underwear are on the stove, and she's like, "Oh, you're on fire, you're on fire." And he's like, "Yeah, I know it." My grandma goes, "This is a bad movie."
And I was just like,
"Yeah, this is a badass movie."
Wouldn't that have been cool if it cued Wipeout right then? This is a bad movie.
And then after we got out of that, my grandma thought that all you had to do was pay for one movie, and then you could go see as many as you wanted.
Sweet! She invented a new way of seeing movies that I think they should do.
She did. So after we saw Indecent Proposal, we then went to see Cop and a Half.
Nice!
Yeah, it was a great day.
Oh, crap. Bill, we have a Eugene weather report. Traffic report.
Okay.
Stop. Leaving. Hold on to that key. Yes, hello, welcome, Mulberry, to Weather and Traffic with Eugene. And today, we look across the sky at Mulberry. I'm high atop Mulberry.
Eugene, you're barely coming in.
Mulberry, Huey, Chopper, Copter, Chopper, whatever, we're flying about 2,000 feet above.
Is he on a transistor radio?
Called Mulberry, and what we see out today is weather that is
sound quality
hot
so bad.
And sunny and regular. Nothing special. On the traffic report, crap as usual.
What is that chopper sound? Cracks me up.
I'm telling you. It's a moped.
Stay off a farm road. Because former Brown, or is it former Jacobson, has his horse through a shoe, and there's a lot of wagon traffic piling up there. So if you're on your way to the colony of lepers, please make sure to take your SUV because you'll be doing some off-roading today. So,
is he anywhere near Mulberry?
I don't know. He's over in Kansas or something.
Weather,
I think he dropped acid.
On live on Top Radio X. Goodbye.
Hey, Eugene. Did he even hear us?
I don't think he... I don't know what's going on, honestly.
And you wanted to hire him, seriously.
What I don't understand is he's been gone for like a week, over a week.
I don't think he's ever set that moped down.
He's on a moped riding around giving traffic reports. It's not a helicopter. I love that sound. And by the way,
have you even picked up any of his paychecks yet?
No. I haven't even heard from him since then. All of a sudden I heard he's going to do a traffic report, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
All right.
Maybe he went on some kind of
traffic report from him last week.
No, he didn't show up at all last week.
I can't say that I'm really worried about him, but
Wipeout. God, I'm gonna watch that trailer over and over. I love how they keep showing the dog go. And he covers his eyes like, oh, this is I can't watch.
The only thing it was missing was the running away.
There's a part in that where a bad guy is going to shoot a dog, and I believe it's his own brother Aaron Norris playing the bad guy. So I guess they didn't have the money to hire a bad guy. So he's like, you're going to get it, dog. And he's got the gun. And oh, my God, he's taking about 5 minutes to shoot the dog. And the dog's got a lever right there. And the dog, like, he goes, don't do it. And the dog steps on the lever. And he drops a crate on top of the guy. But it takes about another minute for the crate to fall on the guy. The whole time, he could have moved out of the way and shot the dog, like, five times.
I need to watch that movie.
Top Dog.
I haven't seen it in so long. I really need to hear that over and over again of, hey, that dog's a hero.
That's so people keep telling me. He's just such a grumpy cop. Hey, Bill, we got a new show premiering tonight, Pushing Daisies. The creator of Dead Like Me, Pushing Daisies. And that's not only Dead Like Me, he also did another show that I'm blanking on. Crap, I knew I would do this. Hey, I just lost Bill. Huh, wonder what that's all about. Pushing Daisies was on Showtime. Bill, where'd you go? Let me call him back. What's going on here? Testing, testing. 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. And boom goes the dynamite. Bill, are you there?
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, hey, Bill. We're doing the show, and I lost you. Was it because of the Top Dog talk, and you hung up in disgust? Please let me know more. If you'd like me to call you at home, just let me know. All right, good times. Maybe he needs to reboot. But what I was about to say is that Pushing Daisies comes on tonight on ABC, and everyone's talking about what a great show this is. And I'm really looking forward to it. Unlike Caveman, which was last night, and I watched about, I would say, 5 minutes of it. I couldn't get any further than that. And I tried. I didn't try to be a snob about it. I was like, I'm going to sit through Caveman because I know so many people are going to dismiss Caveman for being crap. I'm going to sit through it, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to give my opinion of the entire thing. But I decided, no, I'm going to watch it. And I got through 5 minutes of it. So call me a snob if you want, whatever. Well, let's see, Bill is trying to communicate to me. All right. Hey, Bill, what's going on? I think the problem is, Bill, I don't know if you can hear me, but it's saying that you aren't even on Skype. But there you are. All right, here we go. Luckily, no one is listening. Oh, let's see. I need to hang up on him first and then call him back is the problem. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm still leaving him a message, I guess.
Oh, hi.
Bill.
Yes.
Hi,
it wasn't
Bill.
My fault.
Oh, I know. I have some kind of weird stuff. So, what's going on? Welcome to Mulberry. I was just talking about Pushing Daisies by myself. Yeah, it was exciting. Did I lose Bill again? Crap. Hey, if anyone would like to call us, 818-935-5132, by the way, I was also going to say. I guess Bill is having some kind of technical difficulties. Please stand by.
What is going on?
I don't know. You keep getting dropped for some reason. We're still on with the station and everything like that, so that's good. Maybe it's something on your side.
Maybe it is. If I drop again, I'll have to reboot and you'll have to wing it.
I could call you on your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
If you wanted me to.
No, we're good for now, I think.
Yeah, we're good. But I just said that people could call us at 818-935-5132. If anyone's out there and they want to talk to us about Pushing Daisies or the new hit show Caveman.
Oh, God. Did anybody watch that?
Bill, I tried to do it just for our show. I'm going to watch all of this. I don't care how bad it is. I couldn't get 5 minutes into it. I was like, I can't do it. No. And I turned the channel. And I tried to do it just for our show, like for research purposes, but I couldn't. It was that bad.
You know, what was absolutely horrible was Monday night on Dancing with the Stars, two of the cavemen were there.
Oh, no.
So while these people are dancing in the audience, you see these two guys in caveman makeup, and it's just embarrassing.
Wow. I think
and they're clapping, and it's just like, oh.
They had one of the cavemen on The View, too, I think.
Yeah, they had one of the cavemen on The View.
That's some hilarity there, buddy. Wow.
Yeah.
So they tried to push it. I'm curious to see the ratings. Do you know any of the new ratings of the shows that have since the season started?
I really don't, but I know like a site like Zap2It normally has the ratings.
Like, because I'm curious if, like, well, one thing I did hear is that The Bionic Woman was a huge hit. It won its slot. It beat out Private Practice, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, that's easy. I mean, seriously, who's going to watch Private Practice?
Well, everyone was hoping they would have a hit the equivalent of Grey's Anatomy. But a lot of people have said the show's not that good.
No, it's not. It kind of sucks.
Do you keep seeing that Bionic Woman trailer where she's doing the one-armed pull-up and it's just to stick her cleavage right in the camera?
Yes.
Every time it's like, tonight, Bionic Wednesday, and they show her breasts just fly up into your face. And it's
Bionic
like,
boobies.
It's like, hey, at least they're trying to sell the show to the right audience, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't even find the Bionic Woman that attractive.
Yeah, I find the evil Bionic Woman, Starbuck, more attractive.
Oh, definitely.
And more interesting, like we talked about before.
Yeah, definitely more interesting as a character.
But these next two episodes of Bionic Woman, this is where they show me if the show is campy or it's actually a good kind of sci-fi, fun adventure show. You know what I mean?
Now, what night is that on? Is that on tonight?
That's on tonight, Bionic Wednesday.
Okay.
And immediately after that, Bill, is that show called Life.
I love that show. Love it.
That's cool because last week you hadn't seen it yet, so now we can talk about it.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday, actually.
Starring and Colonel Winters from Band of Brothers.
Yes, Damian Lewis.
Yes, that's his name. I can't remember his name.
Yes. And he was also in Dreamcatcher, the only good part of it.
Ooh, Dreamcatcher. Yeah,
no,
he was good in that, even though the movie was a friggin' train wreck.
Yeah, that was bad.
But I really...
like Laura Kasdan going, what am I doing? I don't understand.
But you know what? The Life is very interesting because it could have easily gone into Monk territory where the guy's crazy, but look how he can solve crimes or whatever. They make it into this guy... He didn't come off as a superhuman cop to me at all.
No, he's a good cop that got a bad rap. And wait, that's really cliche. So, yeah, he's a good cop that went to jail. And instead of being angry at everything, he got into books and learned, like, all the different religions and methods of meditation.
Right, Zen. He found inner peace to help him through things. But at the same time, he has conflicting feelings within his body and his mind.
Yeah.
Because he was treated very unjustly. He was treated horribly in prison. He was stabbed multiple times. He was beaten. He was framed for reasons he doesn't know. But at the same time, he's trying to find peace and harmony. So he's like conflicting within himself. And
yeah, there was that great scene with him at the prison. And the guards were getting on his case. And they were trying to, you know, get him to react and maybe fight him. And he got right up in the face of the guy. And he says, "The universe is laughing at us." And the guy's like, are you making fun of us?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
And I love he's got that awesome Bentley. And he's driving.
Yeah.
He's hauling ass all over town. And he loves his car. And he's like, I am not attached to this car.
To this car. Yes. And then the huge house. And then, what was it? The one scene where he was doing something. He said he was meditating or something. And actually was chasing this really hot blonde around.
Right.
And a shirt and panties she was in.
And his lawyer who lost him the case and I guess has a lot of guilt, this chick, what was her name? They don't reveal till the end that...
You know, that's I don't remember her name, but that's Brooke Langton, the hot cheerleader from The Replacements.
Right, and she was also on Friday Night Lights last season.
Yeah, she was the hot mom Riggins pumped.
Yeah, and you're not sure who she is at first, but... Mm-hmm.
You think she's just a friend or something.
Right.
And then you find out that she was the attorney or whatever.
Yeah, and then there's Adam Arkin, who I guess is...
A friend he met in prison that was in prison for tax fraud or tax evasion or something.
And he saves his life.
Yeah, and now he's his financial advisor.
Right. And so there's good stuff there. And then there's his hot partner who doesn't want to be with him. And she's gone through, like, rehab. She's no longer...
Yeah, drug rehab.
She's a drug addict and stuff. And she just... She doesn't want to get into trouble, and she's afraid this guy is trouble. But the thing that the pilot did is it didn't... It was very well balanced. I just think it was... it hit on every note really well.
Yeah, it was really well written, well imagined. The characters were terrific. They really became their own, you know, entities. The people that wrote the Bionic Woman pilot needed to watch Life and kind
of
figure
and then there's
out
the
first.
Final reveal at the end of what the story arc will be, which
that
was really cool.
That was amazingly done. That was perfect the way it was done.
Yeah, you see that the character has a game plan and what he's doing, and I thought that was really awesome. And I got to say, it was gorgeous HD, the whole show.
Yeah, it really was. I am really impressed with the show. I really liked the pilot. I hope NBC gives it a chance because I could see it lasting a long time.
And
also,
you know,
Calamity Jane from Deadwood is in it, and she's all cleaned up, and it's just so weird to see her not all nasty and dirty and vulgar.
Yeah, she wasn't nasty. And, you know, I think the show got decent ratings because it follows Bionic Woman.
Good.
And I hope...
Is it... Wait, it's not Bionic, though, is it? How can it be on Bionic Wednesday?
It's, it's Crazy Inner Peace Wednesday? I don't know.
Inner Peace Wednesday on NBC.
And you know, at first I didn't like the title, like, Life. Oh, that's kind of simple. But now it kind of makes sense after you watch the pilot.
Yeah.
The Life, even though he's out of prison... It's not over because it's affected the rest of his life from what he went through. Didn't they say he was in prison for 10 years?
Yeah, he was in prison for 10 years. And everything was totally against him. Like, his partner screwed him. The division screwed him. Everything. It's like they mounted all this evidence up against him that just didn't make any sense to him because he wasn't involved yet. He gets thrown away. And
attempts on his life, like, every day because he was a cop and the inmates knew it and they wanted to punish a cop.
Yeah. And it's like you said, it's like he's all about trying to find inner peace, but then at the end when it reveals this flowchart conspiracy wall of him trying to figure out who was involved and what happened, it shows that although he may be calm, he's also just seething.
He wants to make people pay.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's awesome.
Really good show. I'm looking forward to watching it tonight.
Let's see. How much time do we have left? About 10 minutes.
10, 12 minutes.
I'm trying to think what else comes on tonight. Wait. Kitchen Nightmares, a new one?
Really? I thought that was Tuesday nights. But maybe it is Wednesday nights.
I believe it's tonight. Yes. All I got to do is check my to-do list, and yes, indeed, it's there. So tonight,
the season is almost over of Damages, and we haven't talked about it at all, but I don't know if you watch it, but that is just a terrific show.
I know I'm bummed out because I recorded the first couple of episodes and never got into it.
Well, yeah, you can't like... start watching it like mid show because it gets really confusing. It really hinges on you watching every episode. Just a really well laid out story. You can tell that the writer sat down and wrote all the episodes at once because it's just perfect the way it lays
this
out.
This is the Glenn Close show, right?
Yeah, and she is frightening. Whoa!
The show is about one case, right? The entire arc of the season.
Well, it involves a case, but also the people that are involved in the case, and it's much more than just like a law show. It's, you know, deception and murder and, you know, crazy stuff. It just, it's really well done. It flashes back and forth from present time to anywhere from 3 months ago, 2 months ago, 1 month ago, you know, sort of stuff. So you have to really be paying attention.
That's
good show, good show.
I guess I'll have to find it on DVD.
Yeah, it's good. I really recommend
it. You know what, that's... I was excited about USA and Sci-Fi Channel going HD. I want FX to go HD because that show, it's got a lot of good quality shows on there, especially like Rescue Me and stuff. I would love to watch those in HD.
That would be great because they're all shot in HD.
Yeah, FX has a good track record of shows. I've never watched Nip Tuck, but I know it's a very well-made show.
Yeah, that's one show I never got into, never watched a single episode of, but I know it has its fans.
Yeah, the people who watch it, I mean, they love it. It's a great show. Quality. Good quality. Now, our phone lines are still open, Bill, but I believe I missed a call while we were talking. I'm sorry, I just get wrapped up. Good times. 818-925.
Well, yeah, and it's hard. You know, we turn off the sound notices so that they don't...
Yeah, what it is if I'm talking to you about something, I don't want to interrupt what you're telling me or something. So I need to learn how to put people on hold until we're ready kind of thing. I'm getting my timing down, you know what I'm saying?
Foggy needs to handle the phones.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But he refuses to for some reason.
Well, he's always gone. He's always macking on chicks in the food court.
Yeah, but the problem is they're either 20 years older than he is or 20 years younger than he is.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to dissuade him, though.
No.
I can't wait till the show's over because I'm going to go watch Top Dog.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to find it online. I don't own it. Well, like you. You own it, right?
A double feature. Top Dog and...
K-9 with Jim Belushi.
No, I know. Top Dog and... What is the other one? The Shit Man.
The Shit Man. I'm telling you, we're going to have to sponsor a Canon Films Festival somewhere and just have like a 24-hour Canon Film Festival.
What the?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
It's the Mulberry Guy.
Andy, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, did you try to call us?
I did try to call you.
Yes, we call back on this show.
You didn't answer, you sons of bitches.
It wouldn't let me answer. What's going on with your phone? Where are you?
I don't know. My phone is on the terrorist watch list, I guess.
I hear children in the background.
I know. Here, she wants to talk to you. Listen.
Listen to the Launch Time Show.
And you'll hear babies coo.
Now, Andy, I don't know what it is. I unblocked anyone in the world can call me here at the show. But for some reason, when you call, I cannot answer.
Is it it's only Andy phone blocked.
I have it Andy blocked.
Anybody but Andy. Come on. He's old school. He's been around for a long time.
Someone's excited.
Hey. You'll be on radio too one day. Just hang on, baby.
All right, Andy. Sorry to bother you, though.
No problem.
What is it you wanted to tell us?
I'm rocking. Enjoyed the Top Dog discussion big time.
Okay.
Top Dog. They filmed Top Dog in Houston, so I know quite a bit about it.
Awesome.
Oh,
did you
wow.
work on
we'll
it?
Have to have you want to talk Top Dog while we do our commentary.
Yeah.
Do you love that perfect cue up of Wipeout when he says meet
that
your new partner?
Great.
That's so bad.
Sick.
God.
But you know what? It would have been sicker if it would have been I feel good.
I could have sworn in my mind I put that in there. I guess I edited
it
myself.
Movies with that.
How many trailers do they do where they actually use I feel good? It's disgusting.
I know. It's just
anytime I hear that song anywhere near a movie, I just run.
Right? It's like I'm not watching this movie ever.
Like, no, either that or it's got Robin Williams in it.
But you got to admit that Wipeout was better, actually.
Wipeout.
Because it had absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, and it plays through the entire trailer.
Who's my partner? Her? No, the dog. Wipeout!
It goes on forever.
The story is that a big guy, a furniture mogul in Houston, wanted to bring Hollywood to Houston. A guy named Mattress Mac, you know, the real famous local, you know, our famous local commercial guy. And so he says Chuck Norris is going to start a studio in Houston, and this is going to be their first big production. Top dog.
Is there a baby motorboat in the background?
Yes.
I love that. That's adorable.
I may be wrong. It may not be Top Dog. Maybe it was the one. What was the one with the with the kid?
Was it the shit man? Sidekicks.
Sidekicks. That's the one that was in Houston. I'm sorry. Not Top Dog.
With the late Jonathan Brandis.
The late. Exactly. From
Holy shit, Quest. You're right. Didn't he blow his brains out
that
or something?
That poor kid killed himself.
I remember seeing
him. And he was in Neverending Story 2.
He was in that Sequest DSV.
He was the most condescending ass in that. Remember, he would condescend to adults on that show because he was the brilliant Wesley Crusher-like child.
Sequest DMV.
DSV.
That'd be a great. It's an underwater DMV where you're just trying to renew your license. It's like, why do I have to come underwater for this? This line is so long. Look, there's a talking dolphin.
Down here.
That's all right. We'll let you go, Andy. Sorry for.
All right, see you guys later.
Sorry, Courtney. We liked the motorboat though. That was cool.
That was cool.
It was great.
Ladies. Good old Andy. You could just hear that in the background all the time.
It sounded like an Ewok.
One of my favorite parts of Return of the Jedi, Bill, is I just want a track of the when they're praising, or what are they? They're kneeling down to C-3PO and they're going, I think that's awesome. Did you love when you rank the three Star Wars movies? I mean, when you say you didn't like Jedi as much as the other two, but with the prequels, I do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jedi is the best film compared to any of the prequels.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Even Episode 3.
Even with Chewie popping out of the Scout Walker going, that's good.
That was awesome. See, you know, the main, like, the arc of the Ewoks when they start to fight back, and then they have the great John Williams music where they're fighting back, and they dun 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 dun. They show that everything blowing up, and they're kicking ass. That's the part that I think it's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I know it is a bunch of Muppets, but at the same time,
it doesn't matter. Well, actually, it's not Muppets; it's little people.
Right, little people, and they have their two middle fingers taped up, so it's three fingers.
Uh-huh.
That silly thing. I mean,
okay, go ahead. Never mind, sorry.
No, Andy.
My mind is running a mile.
Jedi is better than Sith. You know why? Because...
Sith sucks?
Yeah, it's just not good.
You can't win! I have the high ground!
It was just on TV, and there's a part where Padme's like, but Anakin! And I love the way he goes, liar!
Liar!
I need a drop of that. Liar!
You're with them!
You will not take her from me! But Anakin, God, it's trying to reason with a retard! You're a moron! I'm just gonna slap you. Would have been better if they cut out the whole lightsaber fight at the end, Bill, and he just bitch slaps him a couple times till Anakin starts crying.
he falls backwards whenever he tries to hug him, and it's like... falls into the lava pit. I hate you!
Quit now, Bill. I have the high ground.
I actually laugh out loud whenever he goes, I hate you!
And I hate red. You! It's like, dude, chill! I wish at that time he would have done a little force push and shoved him into the lava.
Yeah, and then he just died.
My daughter, every time that's on HBO and she's watching it, she always says the same thing when Yoda's fighting the Emperor. Oh, crap, we're running out of time, Bill. When his jacket falls, she always says, his jacket! All right, everybody, lunchtime show. We filled an hour. Have a good one. Laters. Out.
You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of mobility.